ABC Radio Australia.
Well, calls for political reform are growing louder in certain parts of the Cook Islands after last month's election that saw the caretaker Prime Minister voted in by just under 100 people. Now, all Cook Islands electorates are certainly tiny by Australian standards, for example, with the largest having just over 1,200 registered voters. But with the smallest having just 58 political activists, those who ran as election candidates and some politicians themselves, say the huge imbalance does mean that some MPs from the remote outer islands are unfairly wielding more power than perhaps they should.
There isn't an equal status for having people be represented equally.
Teresa Mungaroni-Trott ran unsuccessfully as an independent candidate in the Cook Islands' largest electorate.
Political reform is being stopped by the same people who are from smaller electorates who want to maintain the status quo.
Some 11,000 people living on islands scattered over hundreds of kilometres were eligible to vote in the June national election. There's 24 seats in the Cook Islands Parliament, so that means 24 electorates. But those electorates vary in size, with those in the capital, Rarotonga, by far the largest. In Australia, electoral boundaries are regularly updated to ensure that each electorate has a relatively even number of voters. But that's not happened in Cook Islands, although it's long been talked about, especially because it loses hundreds of people each year moving generally to New Zealand.
Prior to the elections, there was a push for political reform, right? People wanted a reduction in the number of seats in the Outer Islands.
Political reform activist Lindsay Francis has long been vocal about the need for change.
It's going to be interesting to see whether this new government will actually push for reform, because both parties said that they were pro-political reform. Now that the government's in, are they going to remain silent? Or are they going to actually push for change?
The Cook Islands Party, led by Henry Puna, has this week formed a caretaker government. The CIP actually won only 10 seats compared with the Democratic Party's 11. But it now has the slimmest of majorities after securing the support of two independents and George Maggie, an MP from the One Cook Islands movement, with the offer of ministerial portfolios. George Maggie actually won the most votes of any of the new MPs, securing 559 of the more than 1,000 votes cast in his electorate. He's a former CIP member who was expelled from the party. He's now been named as the Corrections Minister. Some say that's an interesting choice after he served 7 years in jail after being found guilty of burning down former court buildings. But now the Deputy Prime Minister, Mark Brown, says that George Maggie has been welcomed back into the fold and he'll play a key role in carrying out the government's agenda.
In our discussions with the One Cook Islands group, political reform and the reduction in the number of seats was something that was raised, and it is certainly something that we will be pushing forward.
Those kinds of reforms could threaten MPs like the Prime Minister, Henry Puna, at the next election. His Outer Island electorate only had 132 registered voters this year, and he won just 97 votes in total.
It will require bipartisan support, or the support of the two-thirds of the House to make these changes effective, but effectively looking at a number of the islands which are overrepresented in terms of members of Parliament and reducing their seats and maybe readjusting other constituencies accordingly. But that's definitely part of this government's agenda.
But that government's mandate itself is being questioned. Lindsay Francis again.
I think the general feeling is that the Democratic Party had the numbers, but obviously at this moment lack leadership.
In fact, the final results show that the numbers were extremely close. All up, across the 24 electorates, the CIP won just 76 votes more than the Democratic Party. Here's Mark Brown again.
I think if we look at the overall numbers of people that actually voted, that there were more that voted for the Cook Islands Party than the Democratic Party. So again, it's an anomaly of our democratic system where the most votes were behind in terms of seats by one seat. Not a great difference. And the fact of the matter is in all democracies, you can't please everybody and there will always be an opposition.
For its part, the Democratic Party won't reveal what went on in its negotiations with the independents.
That's confidential between our negotiating team and the candidates, but there were offers made with regards to different type of status in the party structure.
Sean Willis is the Democratic Party's president and he gives a frank assessment of the past week's developments.
If you want me to give you an honest response to that, I will.
Sean, what is it?
Yeah, shit happens. Keep grinding at it until we get a result.
Sean Willis says while the caretaker Cook Islands Party government may be settling in, the Democratic Party is hopeful that four election petitions they've filed may turn the tables.
You're never confident until the Queen's Rep signs the warrant.
Obviously, the Democratic Party is still very hopeful, though.
Definitely.
So now the future of the Cook Islands government remains in the hands of the courts as it deliberates those election petitions filed.